hour on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer was not feeling well yesterday, and so she spent only part of the day with us on the air. This morning she's not feeling well particularly either. Whether she gets up the gumption to get here or not, it's always more fun, frankly, when Jennifer is here. Don't you find that to be the case, Kenny? There's just something about her that just brings out the best in all of us. And we all need more laughs. So, we have great chemistry together. It's not like you and I don't have a good connection, but we don't have fun.
Well, it's different.
Yeah, it is different. All right, so anyway, this hour features conversation later on with Dr. Ronald Hoffman, discussing your health and health matters. I thought that I was going to bring Jennifer into a discussion that I was having yesterday with someone, sort of an inside radio, and Paul Harvey used to call it shop talk. The discussion about who's listening, excuse me, to the radio. I have my microphone right in front of my nose here. If we look back a year or two and see how many people have been listening to the radio, there are a lot of people who are, because of Pandora, because of the internet, because of all of the various things that compete with the radio, that we tend to, those of us inside and those of you outside, sometimes think, hey, there's a problem with radio. I remember the last time I talked about this was a couple of years ago. I think it was 2009, when the numbers estimated that 236,472 Americans listened to the radio every week. The number went up progressively, but the important thing is what the number is right now. It's 241,800 people a week are steady listeners to the radio. And they spend about 2 hours and 35 minutes a week listening to the radio as well, which is kind of interesting. Let's see here. White people, 91% of white people listen to the radio. 94% of Hispanics listen to the radio. And about the same number of blacks listen to the radio. I don't know why they have to take it and sort of split it up that way, but I just found that to be an interesting story. So I thought I'd pass that along to you. 888-302-3684. Yesterday on Facebook, there were a couple of things. Not only were we discussing things in the news, but also started, there's Charlotte in the background, so I guess I should tell you the story of Charlotte first. Charlotte had an operation yesterday, and it was quite serious, especially for a dog her age. She's 13 and a half next week, so she has some experience, if you will. She's an English bulldog. We posted a picture of her, Kenny did, with her wearing sunglasses, and there was such wonderful, and I don't know whether Kenny you want to update it or not, some wonderful comments just wishing Charlotte well, because you could tell in my voice that I was concerned about how you never can tell. You put a dog that age with a short snout under anesthesia, the doctor better be pretty doggone good. And my vet here, Dr. Bill Carlson, is extraordinary. And so what we did just in talking about it and listening to the tone of my voice, people were extraordinarily thoughtful and had great wishes of success, and it worked out wonderfully well. Even got somebody from Japan who weighed in on that, which I thought was kind of neat. And that all comes as the connection that thrives through people by using Facebook. So I wonder if you have any more comments there, Kenny, about Charlotte, and I just pass along my thanks for all of the wonderful healing thoughts and good support that was necessary. All of that stuff, no matter whether you're human, whether it's a dog, all of those things, thoughts are things, and all of that is good stuff. So what else have you got there?
Well, our resident psychic, Lisa Lano, stopped by, and she said, hugs and angel blessings for you, sweet Charlotte.
Yep, she's met Charlotte.
Charles says, good luck to Charlotte. Two different Susans say good luck and send their prayers. Joseph sends hope for a speedy recovery. Renee sends good thoughts and prayers, and it just goes on and on. I don't want to shortchange anybody, but there are dozens of comments and even more people who just liked it because it's a great picture of Charlotte.
Yep.
But everybody is sending thoughts and prayers.
Cool.
And it sounds from what I can hear of Charlotte in the background like she's making a good recovery.
Yeah, no, she's fine. She hears the rubbish guys are outside already, so they're causing her to wonder who's here, what's going on. So we're going to leave in a few hours and drive east. We're going to Tucson tonight. We'll be at The Truth. The radio station in Tucson is now carrying the program in Amarillo on Wednesday night. in Springfield, Missouri on Thursday night. So Friday morning's broadcast, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday morning, Springfield, Ohio. Hopefully back to the farm by late Saturday night. That's where we're picking up a vehicle. Edgar's wife, Georgette, is leaving. He's leaving the farm and heading west on the 17th of December. So this is the vehicle that she's going to use. And I decided it was better to get one out here. What she wanted was one of those Ford Excursions. And I had one, and they were great. A little big. I wished I hadn't sold the one that I had. When I brought it to California, it was the biggest mistake I made. Instead of bringing it back east, I sold it out here. And I've regretted having done that, frankly. So I'm going to pick that up and drive Charlotte and I back to the East Coast to get ready for all the celebrations, whatever will happen over the course of the next few weeks as people get ready for Christmas time. It is a great time. Another thing that's going on at Facebook, we want you to share your experiences, the best deals that you're finding, whether it be online or whether it be in the retail store, big box store, small stores, whatever it is. We would like you to tell us what your best deal has been so far, and then people will check it out. It'll be our aim to pass along. You can share some of the tips that you have. Kenny, I don't know what we're doing in that department, but if you have anything interesting that you want to share, now would be a good time to do it. People, just post it. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and share the things that you bought, where you bought them, and how much you think you saved by doing whatever it is that you did.
And everything that we get that's still active, we'll pass along to our Queen of Cheap so she can add it to her daily
report.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's a word to the wise, which some people say is sufficient. 888-30. I'm in kind of a mood today. I don't know what. I haven't quite put my finger on where I am mood-wise. I want in the next half hour also for us to have a conversation about the NFL's latest when it comes to the concussion discussion. Kenny has a piece of audio that he found from a report that was on this week, last Sunday, about youngsters getting into football and whether they think it's worth the risk. This is the point of view that youngsters have. And we have Dr. Ron Hoffman in the next half hour as well. Coming up, what's on the data recorders retrieved from the derailed Metro North train. Meanwhile, if you have bags under your eyes and you wish they would just go away. Dun diddle dun diddle dun diddle dun diddle dun. Just in time for Christmas and the holidays. Get rid of the bags. Look your best. No more puffiness under your eyes when you use Genucel. Genucel Serum with stem cell technology to the rescue. I use Genucel. Roberta uses it. The stuff is absolutely amazing. Instant effects. You'll see Genucel working in the first 12 hours or your money back. This is new technology, clinically proven. Instant effects. Users can see Genucel working in 12 hours with dramatic improvement in just a couple of weeks. Has 8 ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. And when you call 800-543-9262 to order Genucel direct from Chamonix, the manufacturer, that's 800-543-9262. You will get, if you mention Doug Steffen, the legendary Essateek face cream, a jar of Essateek, absolutely free, just for trying Genucel. Call now, 800-543-9262. You'll be happy that you get the results that you do. It's not only good for the power, the puffiness under your eyes and stuff, good for the little, I don't know, crack lines, what do they call those, smile lines beside your eyes, all of that stuff. Don't be frustrated. Get a beautiful face. Men and women are using this product, Genucel, stem cell therapy, the new way to treat the puffiness and bags under your eyes and the things on around your eyes that you find distracting. 800-543-9262.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. his family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-733-5621. That's 1-800-733-5621. 1-800-733-5621.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With over a million products, if Grainger doesn't have it, it probably doesn't exist. Call, click, or stop by today. Get it? Got it? Good! Grainger, for the ones who want to get it done. A reminder about what also is going on in Facebook, in terms of our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We are inviting moms and dads who have tips on the best health care for the cold and flu season to exchange with us these ideas. We can pass them along. We'll post them. You can share them. You can also visit Exergen.com for more information on how to avoid the problems of the cold and flu season. But if you have a tip, as we've had hundreds of them posted at Facebook, Kenny, what are the latest, some of the good ones that are there that are eligible for our giveaway of blankets and thermometers? If you send in a tip and we think yours is one of the best ones, we'll give you some Exergen blankets and thermometers. So what do you have that's a good copy there?
Linda says get plenty of sleep. Nicole says tea and honey. Leslie says lemon, honey, and a bit of brandy.
Brandy,
Chris says brush your teeth.
That's a very good idea. Keep your gums and teeth clean, yep.
And our Good Day psychic, Lisa Lano, says if you're feeling sick, take, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this, quercetin?
Yeah, I know.
It's natural, boosts the immune system even when you're sick.
Quercetin, I think it's called. Yeah, it's Quercitin, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so there you have some of the tips that are there. You want to win the prize, the blankets and thermometers. Post your health tips at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Somebody pick a song like this on a show like The Voice. This is Tess Ann Chin singing the Redemption song. But why? I mean, listen to this. Crank it up for a second.
Now, won't you have to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption song.
I don't know. Does that do anything for you, Kenny?
A little bit. I appreciate what she's trying to do, but that's a tough song, especially for
more than she can handle.
Like
somebody gave her some really bad advice doing that song. And plus, these people are there. It's kind of like with us here or wherever. It's more important for the purposes of entertaining people to have a good time, it would seem to me. And I don't. This is a heavy, heavy song. May or may not agree with me, but at any rate, as Tess Ann Chin from last night's edition of The Voice, as they sort of whittle down this week, more of the contestants working toward the finale. 888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so usually at this time, little music, some of the stuff from the late night shows. Most everybody, I guess, is not on. I only have Conan O'Brien here, so is everybody else on tape this week? Replay?
I think they might be on vacation still.
Really? All right, well, anyway, let's have some fun with Conan O'Brien here.
This week, fast food workers in 100 American cities are going on strike. That's a true story. Yeah. The workers behind the counter want higher wages and better conditions. The drive-thru workers, well, no one can understand what the hell they want.
What?
Can you believe that there is another one of these strikes scheduled for this week? He was trying to have fun with it, but the reality is there is another one of these strikes. People in the fast food business want to make their point. Where is this in a particular region of the country, Kenny, or is it something that's being touted for all over the country?
I think it's all over the country.
Really? What did they didn't get enough laugh? Well, they didn't get anything, I don't think, last night. All they do is make a lot of noise, call attention to the issue. I suppose maybe there's something to be said for that, but just under the circumstances. Hello. Knock, knock, anybody home? The ladies on The View yesterday discussed the story of the man. Remember yesterday we were talking about the fellow at the Mall of America who threw $1,000 in smaller bills off the balcony and he was coming down the escalator. He was tossing it here and tossing it there. And so he was arrested for throwing these bills around, and the ladies on The View discussed whether they thought that was a good idea or not.
The Black Friday crowds at the Mall of America thought Christmas had come early when a man threw 1,000 $1 bills off the balcony to the shoppers below. Okay. He said he wanted to spread cheer after having a really bad year. But you know what? He wound up being arrested for disorderly conduct. Who knew you could be arrested for this? I knew.
So you cannot make it rain on a sunny day.
because it will draw a crowd, and it's like you inside a riot, and when you get people,
there's something wrong with us. I just want to say this: when you go, if you for you guys who go to Italy, maybe you like Italy, they don't have signs everywhere. Like, you can't do this, you can't do that, don't stand here, don't do this. America's getting crazy. And when we stop throwing money, and that's illegal, then we know we're insane. Because who doesn't want money thrown at them?
If I see $100 bill, I mean, you got to think about it. If you got a crowd of people and I see $100 bill falling, I'm knocking 10 people out the way to get to that $100 bill.
Yeah, this is pretty ridiculous. It just shows you the state of people, the suspicious nature of people, that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking that I'm with most everybody else who thought this guy was a hero and ought not to have been arrested. 28 after the hour. This is Good Day. Hello.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, the House fight to end workplace discrimination.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Frum. Should House Republicans allow a floor vote on ENDA, that is the bill prohibiting workplace discrimination against the LGBT community?
You're seeing here a great national change of mind. I think a lot of these questions are going to solve themselves with a lot less acrimony over the next 3, 5, 8 years. So my instinct on social change is that things go better when government follows society rather than tries to lead society.
Wouldn't this be, you know, a good start? Not and just as well.
It would for approximately half the Republican Party, but for the very conservative Tea Party-ish other half of the Republican Party, this would be a death wish. You can't go anywhere near this sort of thing. Why are gay rights less serious than minority rights, racial minority rights?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Here we go back again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday, December the 3rd. I'm Doug, he's Ken. We are here without Jennifer, who managed to do too much this past weekend. I think it got to her yesterday. She started and then she kind of went away and hasn't been seen or heard from since, under the circumstances, understandable. The discussion of the Paul Walker crash has brought the news media around to focusing more on these sorts of things. Not that the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads, isn't still applicable, but I think I noticed more, Kenny, I think four or five different fatal car crashes being covered by the national media, and I normally don't, this is like the local stuff, but I found one of these crashes to be of interest. This was a fatal in Pennsylvania yesterday. Apparently, the crash was caused by two mules that had gotten out of their pasture. A man was driving on a highway south of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, struck the mules, crossed into an oncoming lane of traffic, and collided with two other cars. And as a result of that, a 19-year-old driver, one of the vehicles, was killed, identified as Melvin Alt. This is a, by the way, this is Amish country. And there are all kinds of distractions down there. There are buggies on the road. Any of you have driven down to those malls, the outlets in Lancaster and Ephrata, that area. This is right outside of those towns. There was a family member with Mr. Alt that said that they had planned to go deer hunting. There were other injuries, but nothing serious. And one of the mules was killed. But this is the kind of stuff that it goes on. In this part of the world, cows get out in the road. They do in my, I have 300 dairy cows, and they get out, and people, because of the narrow windiness of the roads, pay little attention to the speed limits, and they get all upset. This is a farm. This is an area where there are cows. These kinds of things happen, and people just today are not prepared to deal with the vagaries of some of the secondary roads in some of the more rural areas. Lancaster is a very rural area. So, you know, you wonder out loud a little bit in this circumstance, yeah, the mules getting out, I didn't say that was great, but that's what you expect, or that's what you ought to expect if you live in that part of the world. Speaking of that part of the world, move a little bit north, and you have the situation continuing to focus on the Metro North commuter train that derailed in the Bronx over the weekend. The data recorders have been retrieved. The recorders reveal the train was going, Kenny, 82 miles an hour as it hit that curve. The speed limit there was supposed to be 30 miles an hour. The throttle was engaged until 6 seconds before the locomotive came to a stop on its side. Brakes were applied 5 seconds before the train went over. I'm guessing that the engineer was not paying attention to what was going on. That's the only excuse. There may have been somebody. Most of these trains now have single operators. They are fairly. They have a dead man's. You know what a dead man's pedal is. If you keep your foot on the, usually these trains, if you keep your foot, if you're conscious and you're operating the train, you keep your foot on the pedal. If something happens to you and your foot comes off the pedal, then the train automatically comes to a stop. That's how they've eliminated having two people. One wonders if they'll do that, how that could be applied. You got to know that somebody's thinking about that with regard to airplanes. How can we get another guy out of the cockpit and only have one up there? Well, we'll have a dead man's. We'll have a dead man's pedal. So if the pilot dies, the plane will land automatically. Yeah, you going for that?
No, thank you.
Okay. It was a thought, something to think about, something to consider. Speaking of consideration, I want you to listen to an excerpt from the ABC program this week. On Sunday, Dr. Richard Besser was there. He's one of the resident physicians that the network calls on to report on any number of things, medical issues, et cetera, et cetera. So this story in here has to do with a growing number of players that are coming forward to talk about concussions. And this report goes all the way down, I think, to elementary school, Kenny, doesn't it? If you look at the number of players 4 feet high and higher, they're all considered in this report. And then we'll get some input from Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who is here with his health report talking. I want to have him talk about concussions and some of the things that are relative to it, along with some other interesting health news. But first, let's listen to this report from ABC's This Week, Dr. Richard Besser here.
Football fans live for brutal blows, but what thrills the fans may be what dooms the sport. Are we looking at the end of football? Memory loss, depression, dementia. Former players like Jim McMahon and Steve Young, along with new medical studies, are saying that what's good for football in its current form is lethal for the brain. Damaged Pros compares symptoms of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, degenerative brain disease, and the lasting effects of repeated blows to the head. On ESPN Radio, quarterback Brett Favre says he's losing his memory.
This was a little shocking to me that I couldn't remember my daughter playing youth soccer, and it was just one summer, I think.
Former New York Giant Harry Carson says on PBS he contemplates suicide.
I was so depressed that I just thought about accelerating and driving through the guardrail and, you know, just going over.
And it turns out the future of football may rest on Dr. Ann McKee's scalpel. She's a walking contradiction, a leading neuropathologist who studies CTE in the brains of dead players, and a diehard Packers fan, in love with a sport that can physically devastate players. She showed me the damaged brains of former athletes, donated for her research.
And you get spots. That's really typical of this disease.
Alzheimer's doesn't look like this.
Never.
Strokes.
Never.
Nothing.
I see tragic stories under the microscope. I see kids who've died in their teens with the early stages of this disease. It's really quite unsettling.
A question I face as a pediatrician and when my own sons wanted to play football, is the danger of concussion so high that doctors and parents should forbid it? Can this sport be saved?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I went to a practice in the heart of football country, Athens, Georgia, one of the many places football players barely come up to my knees.
Oddly enough, we're coming in kind of late.
Because 7 is late for starting
football. Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Really?
So, midgets start at 4.
4-year-olds playing football?
A few weeks ago, the nation's largest youth football program, Pop Warner, announced that participation dropped about 10% between 2010 and 2012. Are parents scared for their kids' safety? I want to hear a strong argument in support of the game. And who better to give it than college coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, Mark Richt. Plain speaking, stoic, and a father of 4.
You have to wonder, is it a safe sport for my kids?
I think we're quite frankly getting fairly soft in this country. I think our kids are soft. I don't think they're very tough. And I think that's a little bit scary because there's some things in life that come up that are tough, and you got to be able to handle them, whether it is a physical or mental thing.
But his own team, along with several others, is doing concussion research right on the field, using cutting-edge devices that may identify the forces that cause concussions so they can prevent them. That might help. Coach Richt supports the research.
I think all these things that are being designed to help us understand more about concussions and those types of injuries, I think the better off we're going to be.
But Ron Corson tells me the keys are education and independence. If he thinks a player needs to sit out, the player's out.
regardless of what the coach thinks.
We sit down with every athlete in every sport the first of the year and talk about what the signs and symptoms are of concussion. So if they have them, they can recognize them and come seek help.
Have you seen any change over time in players reporting a concussion or the signs of a concussion on their own?
A great example, last year, in the fall, Georgia football, we had 9 concussions. 5 of them self-reported.
Then I talked to some of the players.
If you had a concussion, would you pull yourself out of the game?
If I had a concussion, probably not.
You can play through it.
My first day of football, he said, you're going to guarantee 3 concussions, but we're going to pay for 5 years of your school, and you're going to get so many, like, how many ever degrees or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm saying absolutely.
You take it.
You're for 3 concussions?
I'm taking it.
That's not a bad deal at all.
3 concussions, and that's the deal, so that your 4 or 5 years in college can be paid for. Concussions. And the kids, wow. You heard the story, 4 years old, starting to play football. What in the world is the matter with parents? And I know that people throw things at the radio when I say this, but I'm very consistent about this. And the fact that was it the coach who said that children are getting soft? Yes, I agree that they are. But there must be plenty of other ways to get tough that don't involve or cause brain damage. I can think of any number of them. I'm involved in a CrossFit program now that's done wonders for my body. It's good for the mind. It's good for everything, frankly. Those are things that you can have young people. There are plenty of young people doing CrossFit, plenty of things with the physical education programs being whittled out by a lack of the funding of the federal government. You have a whole. It's almost like we were aimed at. We were destined to be soft, if that's heavy, not getting enough exercise, that sort of thing. So I think that's plenty of food for thought during this time of year. What most of the high school teams were done on Thanksgiving, right? And colleges are finished up for Christmas, and then the pro season goes on to the Super Bowl, which is the first weekend in February. Isn't that how the schedule works, Kenny? Pretty much?
Yeah, give or take a couple of days. That's right.
Always comments are welcome at any number of places. You can email Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. There'll be some comments about that, I'm sure. Let me say hi to our friends listening all over the state of Texas today and up in Wisconsin. How do you do? Around Indiana, North Carolina, in the Virginia, West Virginia area, up in New England. How do you do? Kentucky. Hello, Florida. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. I want to say hi to Memphis, KWAM. How do you do there? People in Connecticut all paying attention to the Good Day Program. You'll pay attention to Dr. Ron Hoffman, who will talk about this whole dilemma with regard to concussions, et cetera, in just a moment. This is Tuesday Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I want to say hi to David Stewart, one of our listeners. Ron Haney, how do you do? Let's see, who else have we got here that's on the... Alan Blum, hi. Nice to have you listening to the Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Ron Hoffman, who visits with us every week to talk about health. He's a famous radio practitioner, also has a private practice in New York City. Dr. Hoffman, with two Fs, drhoffman.com is his website. The conversation about children getting soft, and therefore the argument on some of the coaches, and some of these children at 4 years old are playing football. Isn't there another way for us to get tough without having to play football?
Well, you know, it's a part of the culture is that, you know, with certain parts of the country, certainly, and certain, among certain groups, that's the way that you, earn your medal. You know, you become, a man, so to speak, by participating in these kinds of contact sports. But more and more, I think, Americans are getting away from that. There's the concern that, kids are going to have injuries, that are going to be life impairing. And the biggest concern is about, concussions. You know, the constant, head banging that occurs with these types of sports. And this can occur with other sports like soccer, you know, when you have the ball. This can lead to permanent neurological damage. And it's kind of, like Russian roulette because there's some, kids, some people are born with certain genetic predispositions that make them much more susceptible to the damaging effects of concussions. It has to do with an inflammation gene. And if you have this gene, the little hits add up. And just like the boxers that go into the ring, you can end up with dementia.
Well, one of the things, it seems so obvious. I think parents are irresponsible if they let their children play football or some of these others. The girls now, there was I think part of the report last week was focusing on the girls and the injuries that they could have. And, you know, you get into the same category. Women for longest time didn't have heart problems the way men did. Now, because women are in the workplace, they're having heart problems. And could it be that women who are playing soccer or cheerleaders, that sort of thing, there's certainly more women being involved in aggressive sports, wrestling. I mean, this
well,
is all
statistically, it's actually cheerleading that leads the country in terms of injury statistics because of some, you know, the really aggressive stuff that they keep, you know, they keep trying to outdo each other in terms of the complexity of the stunts that they do. It's no longer, you know, twirling the twirling the baton like we remember. It's these, you know, the gigantic pyramids and, you know, tossing people 20 feet in the air, that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Cheerleading actually may be worse for the girls than football is for the boys. You know, look, it's all a question of priorities. I mean, some parents may feel, look, it's just really necessary for my kid to undergo this kind of, you know, it's like ancient Sparta or ancient, you know, Rome. You know, it's like a rite of passage that you go through, and unfortunately some kids may be permanently injured. Other kids may be toughened, hardened by the experience. So they can become, you know, more resilient adults. I don't believe in coddling kids. And I think, you know, there is a tendency to, you know, for us to become helicopter parents. Every time a kid gets a hit on the head, you know, we do an MRI to make sure they, you know, don't have a critical brain injury. I think we're overdoing it a little bit sometimes in terms of protecting kids. On the other hand, with the new equipment actually is bad because it's not – the head hits that actually create the concussions, it's the acceleration-deceleration. So in other words, if you protect your head with a shell, it still doesn't prevent you from hurtling at someone, and the stop starts are the problem. That's what messes up the brain tissue.
Well, I think there is this. There are a lot of different controversies that are growing, and this false sense of security. Okay, we're going to make the helmet stronger. That isn't going to work. This isn't going to change much of anything, frankly, in the long run. All right, Dr. Ron, thank you. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com, with his thoughts on whether or not children ought to be playing these sort of contact sports, and whether or not we're getting soft because people are not playing these games. I think that really is a stretch. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com, is Dr. Ron Hoffman's website. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
This
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Make it 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day. And with that, we bring you around to Shelley Palmer, who's here with us most every day, focusing on some of the new technology, things that are in his report aimed at helping you understand how you can use the technology better. Today he's going to talk with you about New York's new idea on how to prevent people from texting while they are driving. I know I was with somebody yesterday, a lady who's a friend of mine, who had her third car accident this year because she was texting. She had a Volkswagen, I think it's a Jetta, and each time she's had it fixed, the accident was worse each time, and they totaled her car last weekend, and she said, I have to take the phone and put it in the trunk. How do you get so attached to these things that you're that crazy? Well, you look at the people walking out in the middle of the street who are texting on their iPhones or whatever, Blackberries, whatever it is their device is. It's just craziness. So here's a reasonable amount of information that hopefully will put you more on notice about this, coming right up from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. Light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Mastic responsibly.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, texting and driving is a really dumb idea, and New York has a new idea how to stop people from doing it. The state recently rolled out 32 tall, unmarked SUVs to police officers, giving them a better line of sight at drivers' hands to catch them in the act. Catching distracted drivers talking on their phones is easy, but officers have a tougher time determining if those drivers are distracted because of texting. patrolling in a taller car should help them enforce the law better than ever. This move is the latest in a string of crackdowns against texting while driving by New York, which created texting zones for you to pull over and text from a safe spot. The state also made the penalties more severe for being caught in the act of texting while driving. It now carries a 5-point penalty on your license and a fine of up to $200. So next time you're out for a drive, remember, texting can wait. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
Through 12 blizzards blowing, 10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry geese,
and a giant blow-up snowman. It kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
An official message from Medicare.
It's that time of year again.
Football season.
Medicare open enrollment season, October 15th through December 7th. Time to compare plans, see what's new.
But I like what I have.
You don't have to change, but it's always good to look. You could find better coverage, save money, or both. Where are you going?
The game.
The computer.
Okay, okay.
Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Now's the time.
All right, so a couple of things from DougStefan.com you maybe want to check out. Kenny, the Amazon headlines, the announcement yesterday, I guess it was on Sunday night, actually, the 60 Minutes piece with Charlie Rose, where Jeff Bezos announced the plan to use drones to deliver packages over the next couple of years. You can check out the video of the day today to see just what this might look like. As something that they prepared, a video they prepared. I think it was actually on the broadcast. And then there's a story at DougStefan.com from Applebee's. The restaurant chain says they're going to be adding tablets. I'm guessing from this that they're talking about iPads, Kenny?
Yeah.
To every table.
That brand, but yeah.
Every table in every restaurant in the next year. Wow. Think about that.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Mass, take responsibility.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.